One who was very easy to get along with, you'd say that person's personality is very... somebody that everybody likes. You'd say that person is very...
likeable. But you know...
Go ahead.
I just want to say that things just don't come to me. You know, like I was telling a while ago.
Oh, well, that boy. I'm that way. Sometimes my children at school will ask me something and I'll give them an answer and they'll say, that's not what we asked. You gave a great answer, but that's not what we asked. And I just wasn't thinking, or it just didn't come to me right at the moment. So I know how you feel. That happens to all of us. When he's about 10, 11, 12 years old and he's all arms and legs and you might say he's very what?
Gamey. I don't know whether that's right. Gamey, it's something like that.
Yeah, that's right. A person who will never spend a dime.
Stingy.
Now, if I came in and told you that Mr. down the road is a very common person, what would I mean by the expression common?
Well, he's ordinary. I don't know. Not much good.
Okay. In other words, if I was being critical, you'd mean he was not very much good. But if I was just making a statement and not judging him, you'd say he's just an ordinary person.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good. The children are out later than they're supposed to be out, so they're out on a date and you're expecting them home at 11 and they're not home. You'd say, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little
anxious.
If your daughter used to be afraid of the dark and when she was a child, she was afraid of the dark. But now that she's grown up, you'd say, she isn't afraid now, but she...
used to be. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am. Somebody who had $100 and just came in and left it lying on the table and left the doors unlocked and be careless. Sometimes people that act a little strange and unusual, what would be another word to describe that strange person?
Unusual.
Okay.
Different.
Okay. But what if I said that she was kind of queer? Would that mean the same thing as odd or unusual?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know that in your marriage you found times when you wanted to do something and your husband said, no, we're going to do it this way. And he wouldn't change his mind.
Not Jack.
Say,
plenty of them do, but not Jack.
Well, not him. Well, you're lucky. but if he had been, you'd say, don't be so...
bossy.
Okay. But if it's